Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, and here we are. November 28th, 2015, I can't believe it. It's holiday time, guys, already. And Retha had to take a break this morning. She's on an audition, so good luck, Retha. And welcome to Cyber Monday. Here we are at Radio Boomers Live again. Wow, I can't believe how this comes up so fast. Hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving dinner. If you did not have a chance to sit down with the family and friends at a big table covered with all the extras, don't feel bad, because there was a lot of people, I did some statistics, you know, that basically didn't have that situation. They didn't have the big dinner and all that. I basically watched TV at a sloppy Joe. I was fine. I relaxed. I didn't want to drive anywhere. I can't believe 28 days till Christmas. I just said this last year. I said, I can't believe there's a month until Christmas, and I don't know. The time seems to be flying by. I don't know if it goes faster when you get older or what, but who knows? As long as you're staying in shape and enjoying yourself and you're still here talking about it, I guess that's a good thing. A creditcard.com survey stated that 34 million people, or 14% of Americans, have already started their Christmas shopping, and 1 million have already finished. Well, that's not a big percentage, but still, for the past, what is it, I'd say 50 years or so, I've said, never again will I wait till the last minute to shop. And for about the last 50 years, I've shopped at the last minute. But a little tip, you know, do some research. Check the sales online. And when you go to stores, there's some, you know, you had the Black Friday. But if you missed that, don't worry about it. You know, some of these stores, they have amazing sales where you can get 2-for-1 or 50% off. There's a lot of deals out there, and they say the big sellers are the electronics. Didn't really go too much into the birthdays this time. I know John Stewart turned 54, and Berry Gordy Jr. is 87, and Eddie Hand 66. And if you remember Gene Lally, the composer, he would have been 330 today. But anyway, I think we got a caller here. Eric himself may be calling in to touch base with me. I always enjoy when he calls in. Eric, you on with us? Okay. Just when I got you open, I got some of the top voting issues.
Hey.
There he is.
Oh, wait, you want the voting issues, or you want me to pop on? I don't know.
Well, a lot of people were asking, you know, why did people vote the way they did? Well, just real quick, the top issues were the economy, terrorism, foreign policy, health care, gun policy, immigration, Social Security, education, and the Supreme Court. Those were the top in order. But anyway,
I'm not even
going to
get into it, but I hear there's a recount happening and all this wonderful
stuff.
There's
no recount. They say nothing. They say basically it's kind of a waste of time. But
keep tuning in to Radio Boomers Live for all the awesome news. My dad's got all the reviews, and you guys want to know what to do. But anyway, so hey Dad, thanks so much for letting me on. I'm popping really quick, and first and foremost, I want to give my condolences to Florence Henderson's family. I can't believe we lost Mrs. Brady herself, but she's up in heaven now looking down upon us, and God bless you, Florence Henderson.
I remember that.
Yeah, and
some of the Bradys.
So I wanted to give some easy way updates to all the listeners. We have an amazing event, and we're going to be launching Easy Way Cares. We've been in the works for this for years, and we're getting to the point now where we are going to be able to be an extension arm for nonprofits. Simply put, we can help raise funding and awareness for nonprofits. And one of the nonprofits we chose to work with is called Mixed Roots Foundation.
Was Holly.
.org, yeah, and they deal with adoption and foster care. They do DNA test kits to help people find their parents, and it's just really awesome. So we decided to do the second annual Community Santa Toy Giveaway, which we did in 2014, 2013, somewhere around there. We had almost 500 kids that we had celebrities giving gifts to. We collected a lot of gifts. And so this December 16th coming up, we have for $25 all the way up until December 3rd, it's a minimum donation of $25 and one unwrapped toy. We're going to have a private event at a penthouse, which is sponsored by Lamborghini Gold Champagne, and Christine Devine from Fox 11 is supporting us, and Claudia Wells from Back to the Future, and a lot of amazing people, celebrity real estate power couple, celebrity pizza guy who's a guest on today's show, is going to be catering it, as well as we're going to be shooting the pilot, you know, pieces of the pilot for his show. And there's going to be giveaways and raffles, and just we're going to be very, very, very engaging. If you want to know more information, you can tune into my show, which is easytalk.live, which is a very engaging, fun, incentivized show to teach you guys how to get more followers on social media. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's called easytalk.live. But I'm not going to take up any more time, and the show is amazing, Dad. Your guys' ratings is growing. Your audience is growing. You guys are up to a good amount of listeners, so I'm going to let you have your show back. Thank you so much
for
letting me put it out there.
We had a nice we had a nice event with the mixers at the fire station down in Los Angeles at their training facility. It was really interesting. A lot of children were there.
Yep. All right, guys. So Radio Boomers Live, easywaybroadcasting.com/Radio Boomers Live. We got it really simple for you guys now. All right. Thanks so much, Dale. Talk to you soon.
And I believe it's commercial time. Thank you, Eric, for coming on.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it. We do it the easy way. And because of all Eric's hard work, a lot of people can do it the easy way. So anyway, I'm excited to bring on our guest today. We have the amazing, oh my God, this is talking about.
Good evening. This
talking about having some interesting guests, Nick Ruman, Penny Latham. Nick has gone through his amazing life story he has, from his health issues, growing into an expert in the pizza business, becoming one of the most well-known pizza entrepreneurs in the world, a celebrity pizza guy, and Penny Latham, entrepreneur extraordinaire, another amazing, resilient woman from Chicago. She moved out to California, built an amazing resume with degrees in business, success throughout the world. And, I mean, she's hairstyling for years with her hairstyling business, Beverly Hills, worked with Vidal Sassoon and everything. So Nick and Penny, are you out with us?
Yes, we are. How
yes,
you doing?
We are. Good morning.
Hello, guys.
Good
Hello.
Evening.
Wow.
This is Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and the lovely
fashion wellness coach, Penny Latham.
This is our debut of the
Forget About It
show.
Just forget about it.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
And you guys are amazing. You know, I have to use you as examples to the, I mean, you're not quite baby boomers, but entrepreneurs and, I mean, your backgrounds are amazing. And you guys are just in the resilience factor. And Nick, you've grown to a situation where you and Penny are walking red carpets. I saw you at the Halloween party in Hollywood with, celebrities all over the place, and you guys are walking the carpet and just setting an example on how you just keep growing and growing. And
yes, we are.
Yeah,
and you got
it.
Your
we
own show
so
coming
fun.
Up here.
Yes.
So what is the driving factor? I mean, you've both grown so much, and you just always have something on the table. And I know, Penny, you're into also the health and fitness situation, and Nick, and you guys got so much. So talk to me a little bit about
what do you think your driving force was that keeps you guys motivated to keep going forward out here?
What keeps us driving?
The pizza, right?
The pizza. I want to bring the world a healthy pizza. I want to show the world that pizza is healthy. It can be a healthy item to eat, and basically show the world that my pizza, once you have a slice, you'll never go back.
Well, you know,
that is so true.
No, I was at the Hollywood event. Where was it? Where we did the Halloween party. And I'll tell you, with all the excitement that was going on, I let you guys know that one of the best times for me is you gave me a couple slices, and I liked the sausage. It was so good. It was like sitting there with a meal, and the kitchen was packed. The high point of that entire party, and there was a lot of high-end, you know, celebrities, all kinds of people there. They were crammed into the kitchen watching you guys.
Yeah, they were.
There were 50 people at a time.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah. SJ had to actually funnel them out so the next 50 could come in. They just we couldn't keep them out, and they were ripping it off the tray.
They wanted me to make pizzas for them. I made pizzas for them, and they just won a whole pie for themselves, and they enjoyed it. They loved it.
And you know something? We are so grateful that when we came down on July 30th, that we met Eric. Through Dwayne Sample, you know, he really does have this amazing product, this amazing pizza. And with the two of us getting it out there to teach people that pizza is good, it's not a bad thing, and that the things you put on your pizza are by choice, and that you can eat healthy. And when we met Eric on July 30th, you know, Nick, wouldn't you say that you just wanted to get your idea to somebody and, you know,
yes.
What would you say? My idea was
because there's not a pizza show on TV and all you see is cooking shows. I said, we need a pizza show on TV because everyone loves pizza and everybody eats pizza. I think people eat more pizza than they do gourmet. So I wanted to get it out there for the world to see and have a pizza show. And Eric created the Celebrity Pizza Guy, and ever since then, it's just been 3.5 months. It's only been 3.5 months, and now we're creating our show. We're going to have our pilot coming up on December 16th.
At the Penthouse, 312.
At the Penthouse, 312
in
Los Angeles. And we're casting people to come and be on the show. And
next, like they say, the rest
of us. And we people to be on our radio show, too.
And we have our Forget About It radio show.
Yes. They say, the rest is history. All right, so let's go back a little bit. People, there's some things that happen in people's lives that all of a sudden it's a big transformation. And now Nick always gets upset because they say Nick's from New York. And he's not actually from New York. He's from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, see? Okay.
That's
so,
forget about it.
So Nick's from New Jersey. Now, that's kind of far away from where we're at. And now, Penny, you're from Chicago. All right, so Penny's coming from Chicago. What was the, you know, situation that brought you guys all of a sudden from where you're at, next doing the pizzas in New Jersey, and Penny, you're doing, you know, all your business in Chicago. What was the deciding factor that wound up with you guys wound up down here?
Well, chasing a dream, right?
Yeah. No, actually, I was in Florida before I came out here.
Yeah, he had a pit stop.
I go to, I was living in Florida. I would go down to Florida in the wintertime, then Jersey in the summertime. And
snowbird.
I moved down to Florida about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And I met Penny. We actually reconnected with Penny. I've known Penny for a while. So we reconnected with Penny, and I came out to California. I told her my idea, and I talked to Dwayne back last October. I gave him my idea. He says, when you coming out, come out, come out, come out. I said, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I can't just drop stuff and go. So the time was right, and I jumped in my car and drove cross country.
Yeah, God made it all happen, that's for sure.
I drove all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida, all the way to Redding, California.
So 3,000
miles.
There you go. And here you are.
And here I am.
And, you know, some people, you know, they'll find employment somewhere. It's for some people, you know, they find it maybe more stable or whatever. But you guys are entrepreneurs. I mean, Penny, with your hairstyling, with your health products, and Nick, with your pizza situation, and it's building like crazy for you guys. What was it that brought you into entrepreneurship instead of coming out here and maybe, Nick, you could, you know, get in with a pizza company or something, or Penny, maybe get in with a company that does hairstyling, but you guys want to do it yourself. What's that driving factor that brings you over to business itself?
Go ahead.
Well, I had a business on the boardwalk in Ocean City for 50 years, and my father's my driving force. My father died in 1981, and basically I took over and managed our pizzeria with my mom and my sisters and my brother. But my brother went into casino business. My other brother ran our hardware store. We have a hardware store. So basically it was me helping my mom with this pizzeria that we've had. And that was my driving force into being an entrepreneur.
You know, the other thing, too, is we have a website that is celebritypizzaguy.com. And we also have a celebrityPizzaGuy at gmail.com that we can take any kind of messages and the Forget About It show.
And we have on Facebook, we have the Celebrity Pizza Guy recipes.
And events. And then we're also on Peaks under Celebrity Pizza Guy. But I'll tell you, we want people to call in. We want people to reach out to us and tell us what they want. Because we really want to send a message out there that they can be healthy and they can make themselves live a better life through eating healthy, and pizza is the bomb.
You have your three food groups, basically pizza. You have your vegetable, you have your dairy product, and you have your bread. So, and there's good carbs and bad carbs.
Well, you actually have all five because tomato is actually a fruit, and you also have your protein. But, you know, we have, Nick is amazing. He can make anything. And, you know, with the health, knowledge in there on how to put it all together, we can teach people how to do it themselves even. And so that's what the cooking show is going to do when we put that together. Nick's going to show everybody how it's done.
And celebrities are going to be creating their own pizzas too.
Yes.
So where they're going to have a little bit of those with the celebrities and with, like, say, millions of milkshakes where celebrities create their milkshake, and then millions of milkshakes would sell their milkshake with the celebrity brand to it, and that's what we want to do.
We're going to do that with the pizza.
We're going to do that with the pizzas, and
we do catering.
Try to get a
Celebrity
Pizza Guy pizza shop open, and
and
go from there, and bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah.
And you know,
forget about it.
What's fun is people, all people, but they want to enjoy themselves eating, and unfortunately, when you watch and read about some of the healthy things, to some people, they're not that enjoyable. They're like, I watched a show on health, and most of the stuff I was watching, I really didn't like, some of the vegetables and things. But at the end of the show, they asked the guy, the expert, he had to leave, and as he's walking off the stage, they said, give us one thing before you step off stage. And he turned to him and he said, dark chocolate. That made my day. I mean, he actually mentioned dark chocolate was good for you. And
it is.
With you.
It is. It's very good.
Yeah. Now, Nick's got a pizza, and a lot of people think, well, pizza could be this and that, maybe fattening.
You can put anything on a pizza.
And yeah, that's just it.
You can put anything on a pizza.
You turn your pizza into a meal. I mean, it's a meal, and it's a healthy meal. And I don't know.
We had gorgeous women, thin women, that watch every calorie they put in their bodies, standing at the counter begging for his pizza. And they knew that what they were going to be eating was the greatest thing they've ever tried. And they did. They were ordering complete vegan and vegetarian pizzas. But you can put chocolate. You can put anything on. Truffle oil.
Eggs. I make a breakfast
pizza. We do breakfast pizzas too.
Look at that. Wow. Hey, how about this one? What's another popular one out there that everybody pulls up and gets?
Hamburger.
Yeah,
hamburger.
Come on, How about a hamburger pizza, Nick?
Cheeseburger pizza. There you go.
What do you think, huh?
I've done that before.
Well, guys,
pizza.
You know, I want to thank you for coming on. Do you want to give us any contact information for you? Do you have any sites you want to put out there or anything in particular?
Well, yeah, we want everybody to go to celebritypizzaguy.com, Celebrity Pizza Guy recipe and events on
Facebook.
You can go to Celebrity Pizza Guy on Peak. You can go to getting a hold of us through celebritypizzaguy@gmail.com if you have any kind of interest in creating an event or, you know, catering or whatever, because we do it all. And Nick can cook anything.
That's right.
Nick can cook anything. Okay. We'll let that guy. And all I can say, Nick, is forget about it. You know what I mean?
Forget about it.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us on as your guest. And have a great show and have a great day.
Thank you,
Jim. We're going to be seeing you guys soon. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Can't wait. We're looking forward to it.
Get ready.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you,
soon.
So long, guys.
All right.
Well, see, that's an example. That's an example of determination and drive and resilience. This is amazing. And so we're going to keep in tune with the Celebrity Pizza Guy and Penny. And I think this will bring us up to our gem time. Let's see if we have a drum roll in our gem.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for gems from Jim.
Okay, guys, you got your business goals, and Nick and Penny were talking about, the entrepreneur section, starting business for yourself, and you have to plan and so on and so forth. Well, they just keep moving forward and I saw a little article, businesswire.com, a new survey shows 84% of millennials. Now, these are their concerns, okay? So we're talking about going to business for yourself or whatever, and what are their concerns, all right? They're worried about making ends meet. Most people, we all know they have spending issues. It's easy to make $100 and spend $150, right? That drives their insecurity part of it. The top financial concern, 84% of Generation Y and 83% of Generation X, and then, we got 66% of the boomers have financial concerns. Okay, the top financial concern among each generation is not having enough money and emergency savings. So, it's no big thing. As you can spend, you can also save a little bit. You ever notice if you ever lost your purse or your wallet, say you had a couple $100 of cash in it, you always manage to get around it. Well, just take a little portion once in a while and put it aside. Now, next is feeling secure with current finances. The study reveals 38% of Generation Y and 40% of X and 29% of baby boomers feel having no debt would make them the most secure in their current finances. Well, that kind of, in a nutshell, just have a budget. It's not that complicated. Get started with debt management. Stop spending money you save on cutting back some of your spending. Basically, what you do is, so you have money you spend. You have your budget put down, and you have, say, $200-$300 left. All right, start taking a little larger portion of that extra money, and let's start knocking off those credit card debts. Say you got 5 credit cards. All right. Remember, if what's due is $30 a month, don't ever pay that $30 a month. Always pay something extra. Try to pay 20 or 30% extra. Okay. After a period of time, and then cut down the use. You really don't need to buy a lot of stuff. You don't need to go to the store and buy a lot of stuff. You need to buy your food and so on. But just take a period of time. Don't buy. And then you'll notice the cards start going down, and that also builds up your credit. Not that you want to go get more credit cards. But then from there, you go out and, well, you don't have to go out. But when you call in to make your utility bill payments, say your water bill's $50, pay another 20% on your utility bills. Before you know it, you're going to be 5 months ahead on your utility bills. Your credit cards will be paid off. And then you take so much a month. If you have a mortgage, you put a little bit extra towards the mortgage. That can knock 7 years off your mortgage. All right. Now you're 6 months or a year ahead on your utility bills. Your credit cards are paid off. And now you take the extra money you've been putting towards your mortgage, and before you know it, you can start saving again. Of course, you want to put a little aside all the time. So you would be, you know, before you know it, you could have $30,000-$40,000 in the bank. And on average, I've told you this before, the average boomer made, was it $44,000 a year? And they saved when they retire. They're supposed to have 11 times that amount in the bank, which is $500,000. But in reality, most of them only have about $25,000 in the bank. It doesn't have to be that way. So, taking a little breath there, that's the name of that tune. So, I believe now, I believe now it's time for Carmelita's Corner, so I'll let it go at that. Thank you for letting me put all that on the table for you, but try to remember, go to the archive shows, listen up, and follow that program, and see what happens. Okay, guys.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. Hey, I even get an applause. How about that? Guadalupe is my special guest this morning. Guadalupe, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Bon dia.
All right. Top of the morning. This is a very exciting person. We've been friends for many, many years. She's my soul sister.
Yes.
And she's got some amazing things to tell us. About herself and what she's doing. She has a lot of credits, way too many for me to list right here today. But Guadalupe, can you tell us something about what you're doing? First of all, let me let you know she's from Brazil and
mm-hmm.
that she's known also as the Samba Mama.
mm-hmm.
And she's got a lot of credits. She's had a hit record over in Europe. She's traveled with many famous people and done a lot. Can you give us a little bit more, Guadalupe?
Yes. After I came over here, I met the famous James Brown and was able to dance and travel all over the world with him. So, you know, I really got education and a lot of experience being with him the 8 years that I was with him. And then I did a stint with Marvin Gaye, and I did some things with Donna Summers as well. And then I took my own dance group on tour. We went to Europe, and I went for 3 months, and I wound up staying 9.5 years. Europe was very good to me. I had 3 hit records over there, and one was very big, and that was Pump Your Body. Remember when everybody danced, y'all? Remember when that was out? Well, mine was Pump That Body. If you really want to party, come on and pump that body. And so that traveled with me a long time. And then I came back to States, and the Spanish Explosion was back on. And I said, well, let me dig into my bag of roots and get my Brazilian music up and running, you know. So in 2000, I did that, started my dance groups. And we've been touring, you know, from Vegas to all over the place, San Francisco, you know, all over California, different places. And I've been maintaining it and keeping it going. I'm truly excited because I have a big show coming up on my birthday. And I'm going to celebrate my birthday with my family and friends and all those that want to come at the famous Sierra's Dine and Dance. Out on Ventura Boulevard, so I'm excited about
yes,
that Sunday.
Yes, Guadalupe, I understand you're having a birthday show there.
Yeah,
and,
Sunday.
Yes, at Sarah's
mm-hmm.
Dine and Dance, and that
yep.
is located at 12449 Ventura Boulevard in Studio City. And you can find out more about it by visiting your website.
My Facebook.
Yes,
my Facebook. On my Facebook.
And on the Facebook, yes. Can you give
Guadalupe V. Luscious. Mm-hmm.
Yes, can you spell that out for them? Because sometimes
sure,
it's a challenge.
Sure, Guadalupe D. Luscious. Guadalupe, and then a capital D, and then Luscious, Luscious. So it's Guadalupe D. Luscious. You can find out all the information there. You can go on Evite. You can call my number and leave a message, and we can get you tickets that way, which is 323-860-3272. That's 323-860-3272. And let us know how many tickets that you want and need, and come and enjoy yourself, dance and dine, enjoy the show. And also I have a special guest, my brother Lamar Deuce Lubin, who always
he's incredible.
On a
fantastic
show.
God, yeah.
He really is. He really is. So the excitement will begin, and we will dance like crazy. We will samba like crazy. And incidentally, I do soul, samba, and salsa. And I got the lovely, lovely girls with me that are going to dance and shake those feathers. Yes.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something about Guadalupe. She has the most incredible costumes. She has been building
Thank
up a
you.
Collection for many years now, and everywhere she goes, you know, she really sizzles up the place. I've seen many of her posts. If you go to her Facebook page, like she mentioned, you'll get an eyeful. And it's really worth it. Yes, beautiful, beautiful.
And you can
and
get
she,
up and participate with us, yeah.
Yes, yes. You know, there's been times in the past where I even considered joining you, Lupe. But that I don't think would go over too well here in the household.
That's okay. You always can do the conga line with us, always.
Yeah,
always.
we can do the conga line. But
yes,
but you
girl.
Always have a lot of fun, and everybody enjoys themselves when they go to your shows. I can't wait.
Yes. Well, I love the people. You know, when you love the people, they love you back, you see? And
mm-hmm.
that's the blessing of it all. And I have some very interesting, special friends. Besides celebrity friends, I have just normal, everyday, fun friends that are so supportive. I support my friends when I go to their shows, and hopefully they'll return their support for me. And I want to meet some new people as well, you know?
Yes, it sounds great, Guadalupe. You know, recently we have shared a wedding anniversary within
mm-hmm.
the last couple of years, and I have to tell everybody that I've never seen her so beautiful since she's been married. She has a big smile and a new presence, and everywhere they go, they usually dress alike, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I
you have a great sense
that
of
too.
Style, you know.
thank you. I love to dress. being a Sagittarius, that little peacock show-off thing is in me, you know, straight from Brazil. And all the colors, I love it, the colors so much. And I love it, my hats as well, as you know. But, you know, I have a line of hats, too,
mm-hmm.
that
Can
are handmade.
You...
And mm-hmm.
Yes, and listen, can you share an interesting samba show experience with us?
Yeah, we just did the Chabon Theater about 3 weeks ago, and that was very interesting for the Arts and Peace Awards with Miss Moni Ironi. And before that, we just did a show at the Convention Center for 2,000 senior citizens with Eric Garcetti and Councilman Kern Price, and that was wonderful, downtown Convention Center. So, you know, we always do interesting things. We do birthday parties, we do weddings, we do backyards, we do Vegas, we do casinos. We travel on tours, you know. We're hoping to go to China. We're waiting to get word back and trying to go to Dubai as well. Anyone that wants to hire us, yes, it would.
Yeah.
Anyone that wants to hire us, just reach out and let us know, and we'll get that contract together, you know.
Well, now, I know you did a big show for Cheryl Lee Ralph. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we did. Yes, that was for the HIV programs that she has every year. And that was at the Ricardo Montalban Theater And, I mean, every celebrity that could turn out and cram and jam that place was there to help support. And she wound up also putting me on the Kim Whitley TV show, too. There was a spotlight on us on that one, on the red carpet as well. It's just such a pleasure to do the show with Cheryl Lee because she's very dedicated and she's very serious, you know. So, yes.
And very talented and beautiful, too.
Oh, my God. And beautiful, yes. And gracious as well.
You know, I have a book that she wrote that she was kind enough to autograph for me, and she's very personable, you know.
Yes, yes, and talented.
Now, let's give a shout-out one more time where they can reach you. I have the website address you gave me as www.samba, with a little hyphen, mama.com.
Yep. Yep, yep, they can keep up with me there, but they definitely can get me on Facebook. You know, they can get me quicker there. But, yes, samba-mama.com is my handle. And my Instagram is samba with a big G, mama, samba G mama.
Okay. Now, are there going to be any giveaways at your show?
Well, I hope that I can give at least one away, but we're also inviting the Sagittarians, and they can get in free. Their friends have to pay, but we have a special price for them. So we want to cram as many Sagittarians in there and start a fire, you know. You know, we are fiery by nature. And, yeah, that's we love it, the fuego, you know.
Yes. Okay, well, listen, we're getting ready to wrap it up pretty soon here. So is there anything special that you want to say?
Yes, it's such a blessing that you would invite me on, Carmelita. Always gracious, beautiful, and talented, and giving and loving. And I'm glad to be a part of that and to be able to claim you as a friend and sister as well. So I look forward to you and Jerry being at my show. I'm hoping that the listeners will come and jump on as well. They need to get to me quickly if they can, because Sunday, December the 4th, is coming rapido, you know, so... Hopefully we'll have a great turnout, and I want everyone to enjoy their holidays and be blessed and safe.
Okie doke. Well, it sounds really great, and I'm sure that all of your fans are going to have a great time, and
yes.
I know I'm going to have a great time.
Yes,
and,
girl, we always do.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm not sure if they were able to get a hold of your Brazilian funk music, but I was hoping they would pump that up.
For sure.
Yes, is
that's
that available?
Also on the Facebook.
I'm not sure if
yes,
we have Eric on the line or not, but if not, they can hear it on your website. And it's really great, folks. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
We were on
Thank
the float earlier
it's
this year, and
dance.
It was played a lot, and it's really, really catchy. The people that were out as the float was passing, they could hear it, and they were dancing to it, too. So I hope
yes,
that they
we
will...
had fun going down Hollywood Boulevard in that 32-foot float, and with all the girls and dancers and friends, and we started from Vermont and Hollywood and went all the way to the Jimmy Kimmel backlot and performed there.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. We do it every year.
Well, that's great. Well, I congratulate you on all of your successes. We're looking forward
Thank
to
you.
Seeing you and your show and Lamar. Lamar
yes.
is a great
oh my God,
himself.
Yes.
He, in
yes.
fact, we're going to have to get him on the show and
for sure.
get him to do an interview for us.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, then. So thank you so much. And
okay, sweetheart.
I just want to say that it was a lot of fun being on that stage with you at the Saban Theater. We had at least
oh my
a
God,
thousand
yes.
people or more watching
yes.
us. And,
yes.
And you with the girls, and then I did a solo going down the aisle and
yes.
up to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something we can put in our memory bank. And
most
thank
definitely.
You again, Guadalupe.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You've been such a dear friend for so long.
God bless you. Obrigado. Ciao.
Okie dokie. Ciao, everybody.
Ciao, Vela.
Carmelita's Corner. Thank you, Carmelita. Thank you. And Guadalupe is an amazing lady. Carmelita mentioned... Carmelita, you mentioned memory bank. That's something some of us boomers have to work on.
And there are, believe it or not, there are little tricks you could do to build up that memory. And believe it or not, guys, believe it or not, a psychiatric hospital, a medical center, whatever you want to call it, did some research, and the two entities they used, believe it or not, were a juggler and a magician. And they say these two people stimulated the mind so much it actually improved memory and recall. Because a juggler, you have to really think. Practice, you know, with a couple little tennis balls or something. Your mind has to work and work on coordination and remember how to move and all that. And the hypnotist makes the mind boggled, you know, like how the heck do you, and it makes your mind go into overdrive trying to think. So anyway, December 16th, the Community Santa Eric's Mixed Roots Toy Drive is going to be amazing. So, and, you know, we'll go on the site and check that out. Subscribe to the Easy Way Broadcasting, like the Easy Way Radio or Radio Boomers Live on Facebook. Nick and Penny, thank you so much for coming on. You're such a good example on the resilience factor, how to keep driving and keep moving. I mean, they're creating such a wave and with the health and everything. We're looking forward to seeing them at the on December 16th. So the braintaptechnology.com, this is a world of constant, up-to-date, heavy, and latest breaking news. And, you know, sometimes that can bring you into a little world of stress and anxiety because we're watching all this stuff. And unfortunately, the big news is some of the negative news. But to bring this, to maybe get you out of that state into a mental tranquility for real, the BrainTap system is talking about cutting-edge technology. So braintaptechnology.com. And so, guys, it's kind of time to wrap up again. Aretha, again, good luck on your audition. And remember to be safe. Now, think positive through the day. Take little times through the day. Think positive. Take deep breaths. Little things like that. Stretch. And, you know, it's gonna help keep the motor running. All right, guys, we're going to be signing off here. Thanks so much for tuning in to Radio Boomers Live. And tune in next week. Till then, God bless.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.